Back now with day-to-day Hollywood's holiday goodies arrive in theaters this weekend. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
What better way to relax and escape than by going to see Oscar winners Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts team up in Charlie Wilson's War, a political comedy directed by Mike Nichols and written by Aaron Sorkin.
Why is the CIA running a fake war in Afghanistan?
They're doing everything they can.
They're doing it badly.
Even if the LA Weekly compares it to sitting through a very long episode of The West Wing, the majority of the critics really like Charlie Wilson. Rolling Stone calls it rude, crude, and hilarious, and The Village Voice shouts dark and funny and mean and sexy. And speaking of sexy, we've all seen those billboards with character actor John C. Reilly posing shirtless for the satire Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. Co-written by Judd Apatow, the film takes on every music biopic cliche and shakes it like a rag doll.
What about my dreams?
Edith, I told you I can't build your candy house. It will fall down. The sun will melt the candy. It won't work.
It will if it never rains.
All the nation's critics love them some Dewey. Pitch perfect, raves The Hollywood Reporter. And it wouldn't be a big release weekend without the ever-busy Nicolas Cage starring in something, and this time it's National Treasure, Book of Secrets, the sequel to the 2004 box office bonanza. This time, Cage's cool archaeologist travels the world to clear his great-great-grandfather's name as a co-conspirator in President Lincoln's assassination. Helen Mirren and Ed Harris co-star, neither is Lincoln.
It happens to be a collection of documents for presidents, by presidents, and for presidents' eyes only.
This is totally...
crazy?
Yeah.
Because last time I checked, we pretty much make our living on crazy.
He's got a point.
The reviews are split down the middle. Some can't embrace the silliness. The Chicago Sun-Times warns, your mouth hangs open in astonishment at one preposterous event after another, but The Onion finds it fun and goofy, and Newsday hoots energetic and good-humored. Man, I can totally relate to Cage trying to prove a relative's innocence. See, I'm still trying to clear my own great-great-grandfather, Jebediah Ligon, the legendary ticket scalper of the 1860s, from the charge that he not only sold the Lincolns those ill-fated tickets, but that he overcharged them by $5. From my tireless research, I've been able to prove that he only overcharged them by $2. Rest easy, Jebediah. Rest easy.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer and crime-fighting historian in Los Angeles.
We want to hear which movie you thought was the best and which was the worst of 2007. Just one each, please. You can call and leave a message at 310-841-5180. Leave your name, phone number, and where you're from.
Or email us, npr.org. Click on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. And now...